Many Australians stuck on the coronavirus-stricken Diamond Princess cruise ship in Japan will start their journey back home later today. At least 170 Australians are expected to take up the government's offer of an evacuation flight to Darwin. One of them is 68-year-old Lana Krasovskis, whose 71-year-old husband, Edgar, has been diagnosed with COVID-19 and is in hospital in Japan. Their daughter, Erica Kretny, is speaking here with our reporter, Alexandra Beach.
They're both holding up really great. We just got some great news that Dad may have the opportunity to potentially even come home earlier than my mother. So that's great.
How would that happen?
So we've been advised by the embassy in Tokyo that once the hospital are willing to discharge my father, that he will then be able to catch a commercial flight home without having to then take part in quarantine in Darwin. So that's great.
So he was diagnosed Wednesday. How is his condition? When do you think he might be cleared?
So his coronavirus symptoms have been relatively mild. And so what's been advised by the hospital is that they hope to allow him to participate in the first testing for coronavirus, likely in the next couple of days. And then if that proves to be negative, he'll just have to do one more test. It's still a little bit unclear when he would do that next test due to the communication issues in the hospital, but suggestions might be that he might wait one other week and then he'll do another test, and then he's been advised he can come home on a commercial flight.
What about your mum then? How's she feeling about her options from here?
So she has managed to respond to the embassy and say that she would like to catch the flight home. So they're waiting now to get the results of that test. We've been advised that the flight could be departing from the 19th to the 21st. So I think they're just waiting for many Australians in my mum's situation who are waiting to find out what their test results are before heading home. Oh, home to Darwin.
to Darwin. How is she feeling about that prospect, especially if your dad might be back before she is, of going into quarantine instead of being there on her own for 2 weeks?
Look, she's just happy to be able to get off that ship and go into quarantine on Australian soil. So she does have some pre-existing medical needs. She has diabetes. So she knows that she's going to get great treatment if she comes back to Australia. So I think she's just happy to be able to get off that ship.
That's Dr. Erica Kretny speaking there with Alexandra Beach.